I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Every flu season, about 20 to 40 million people in the U.S. get the flu, and adults on average get a cold two or three times a year. Dr. Sean Haley is here to talk about managing cold and flu symptoms in adults and also signs of possible complications from these illnesses that require medical attention. Dr. Haley is a family physician and vice chair of family medicine at MUSC. Dr. Haley, what are the most common symptoms of a cold versus the flu when it comes to adults?
Many of the symptoms are the same. We typically see lots of runny nose, congestion, cough, sneezing, sore throat, and headaches around this time of year. Some folks will even get nausea or some GI distress with vomiting and diarrhea. But the flu most commonly or more commonly is associated with fevers and chills than just a common cold, and the symptoms can often be more severe.
Well, what's your best advice for managing these symptoms of cold and flu at home?
A lot of the old adages are true, that rest and fluids are going to be our best medicine. Chicken soup really does actually have some evidence to help make us feel better. And so the management of colds and the flu really is symptom-based care and taking some time to get better.
What over-the-counter medicines might help?
When we look at over-the-counter medicines, we really want to focus on symptom relief without overdoing it or taking over-the-counter medicines that can interact with the ones we may already be taking on a daily basis. Side effects to many of the over-the-counter medicines can actually increase in frequency and severity for adults over 65. So for most of my patients, I try to limit the use of systemic medications and instead look at nasal sprays like azelastine or ipratropium that can mitigate symptoms without systemic effects. Honey or lozenges with zinc can also be very effective at minimizing the discomfort of sore throats and cough and the other symptoms of postnasal drip. Acetaminophen and ibuprofen can also be used by folks to minimize any pain or fever that comes along with colds and the flu.
Are there any additional precautions to keep in mind when using over-the-counter medications for cold and flu?
Yes, one of the big things that I want to make sure everybody's aware of is that many of the over-the-counter medicines contain multiple different medications. So it's very important to read the labels and make sure that we aren't doubling up on certain medicines like acetaminophen. Also, many of these over-the-counter medicines can interact with your blood pressure or blood thinning medications that may be prescribed for you. So if you are taking blood pressure or blood thinning medications, it's important to check with either your physician or your provider or the pharmacist to make sure that there are no interactions with the over-the-counter medications.
What are some of the signs and symptoms of possible complication, either of a cold or a flu in adults, including older adults?
Yeah, the symptoms of postnasal drip and cough can linger for 2 to 3 weeks, but they should be gradually improving over that time. If the symptoms seem like they get better and then all of a sudden get much worse, or if a new fever develops after having symptoms for 7 days, these can certainly be signs that a more significant infection is present. A real change in your symptoms could also be a warning sign that something else is at play. Meaning if you didn't have any nausea or vomiting and diarrhea, and all of a sudden you get abdominal pain and other issues, seeing a provider would be a good idea.
Dr. Haley, thanks for this information about managing cold and flu symptoms and also possible signs of complications.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.